Couple things. The outlines are on the back of the table if you didn't get one for today. And there are two of them. We're finishing up situational grandparenting, and then we are going to age-related grandparenting. So we're going to do both of those today. There's some name tags there, and also we have an updated roster. Now, if for some reason you're not on that roster, we just need to have you fill out one of those little forms, and we'll, by the time we finish up our time, we'll have a complete roster. I sent you an email. Is there anyone that did not get the email this week? I got a lot of, you did not get one? Okay. I want to make, is your, if it's on the list, the email, because I sent one out and I got, I got replies from many people. And I got a number of ideas, and those ideas, we are going to, great ideas, by the way, and that several of you sent, and we're going to put those together. We'll do some work on it this week. There were some wonderful ideas that you sent, but the reason I wanted that email going out was that I wasn't getting many ideas written down on that idea page. So I figured, one way or another, I want to collect a lot of your ideas. So anyhow, that's where we are. Any thoughts, just ideas and things that came out as you've been thinking about this in the last week? Just some questions, some thoughts on grandparenting. We ended up last time with the issue of divorce. Grandparents divorced, parents divorced, death and disabilities. Any thoughts that have come out in this past week as you've been reflecting on this? Or you want to share a great story about your grandchild? You know, this is the time to do it now. I know you've had them. Nothing? Did we tell them the story about the kids walking home this week?
I think we did.
Did we tell you the story about our young, the six-year-old? They were going from our house to Christie's, which is just 12 houses away, one street across. So Mary and Chris are on each side, and Mary was listening, and Shelby, the six-year-old, yells at her sister. I told you that? Stay on the right side. Then a little bit later, she says, which is the right side? She had the words right, but didn't know what they meant. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get going. Father, thank you for this time. Help us today to honor you. Give us insight and wisdom now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I pulled a quickie on Mary today in that I'm going to have to leave just right at about 10, and she will finish things up because we're involved in a conference out at Glen Eyrie. In fact, Donald and Jeannie McGilchrist are out in that conference, and I'm the MC for the whole thing. So I had to say, okay, now you get the thing going, and I'll be back. So,
but you're pleased, aren't you? Because we'll get out on time.
Oh, yes.
And you will get home for the pregame show. So.
Mary and I have this constant battle. She sits in the back of the room when I'm speaking, and she'll go, quit, stop. But we're just built different. It's wasted effort. Okay, what we'd like to, we're going to move rather quickly through the remainder of this time in situational grandparenting, where, as you recall, we met with talked about a lot of things last week on difficult circumstances, difficult differences in values, issues of finances. We even talked a little bit about inheritance. And we brought up the issue of divorce, parents divorce, grandparents divorce, and the complications. Mary had some things on death and disabilities. I read that little letter on divorce from the grandparents to the grandchildren saying, we will not divorce you. But now let's talk about step-grandparenting. How many of you have step-grandchildren? Okay? You do. Great. Now, when that happens, you are building a different kinds of relationship. Why is that, by the way? Dave, why is it a different one?
Because they have other grandparents.
Right.
And they don't probably have an intimacy or connection with you that they probably
right. And
can I ask a question?
Yes, you sure can.